Test for English Majors, Grade 8, Model Test 10.
Part 1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Mini Lecture. In this section, you will hear a mini lecture. You will hear the lecture
once only.
While listening, take notes on the important points. Your notes will not be marked, but you will need them to complete a gap-filling task after the mini lecture. When the lecture is over, you will be given 2 minutes to check your notes and another 10 minutes to complete the gap-filling task on answer sheet 1. Use the blank sheet for note-taking.
Today, I'm going to talk about how people from foreign countries can attend a college or university in the United States. Experts say you must plan early if you want to study in the United States. They say to begin at least 2 years before you want to start your studies. The first step is to visit an American Educational Advising Center. There are more than 400 such offices around the world. You can find the one closest to your home by using a computer. Go to an education report on the Special English website and click on the link to the State Department Education Foreign Student webpage. Or ask the Public Affairs Office at the United States Embassy in your country to tell you where the nearest American Educational Advising Center is. Educational Advising Centers have information about American colleges. They have computers, so you can do a search to find the best school for you. Colleges and universities in the United States offer different kinds of degrees that require 1 or more years of study. For example, some schools offer certificate programs. These programs offer 1 year of training in subjects like office work, computer programming, or car repair. You may also choose a 2-year junior college or community college. Such programs lead to an associate degree. For example, some 2-year programs prepare students for skilled jobs in electronics. Studying at a community college costs much less than at a 4-year college. Many colleges and universities accept community college work as the first 2 years toward a 4-year bachelor's degree. To get a bachelor's degree, you study general subjects like English, history, mathematics, and science during the first 2 years. During the last 2 years, you take classes in your major area of study. If you already have a college degree, you may want to get an advanced degree at an American graduate school. A master's degree usually takes 2 or 3 more years of full-time study in one subject. You must attend graduate school if you want to be a college professor, medical doctor, or a lawyer. These special degree programs require between 3 and 6 years of additional study. People attend a college or university to continue their education after high school. This prepares them for work. It also provides them with a greater understanding of the world and its past, and it helps them value the arts and sciences. But what is the difference between a college and a university in the United States? Students usually attend a college for 4 years to complete a program of study. Those who are successful receive a bachelor's degree. Colleges generally do not offer additional study programs or support research programs. Universities often are much larger than colleges. Universities carry out research. They also offer several programs in many areas of study. Universities offer bachelor's degrees after 4 years of study. They also offer graduate degrees that require additional years of study. Modern universities developed from those of Europe's Middle Ages. They took their name from the Latin word universitas. It meant a group of people organized for one purpose. The first European colleges were groups of students who came together because of the same interests. In England, colleges were formed to provide students with living places. Usually, each group was studying the same thing, so the word college came to mean one area of study. Today, most American colleges offer an area of study called liberal arts. The liberal arts are subjects first developed and taught in ancient Greece. They trained a person's mind. They were considered different from subjects that were useful in life. The word college also means a part of a university that teaches one area of study. That is because the first American universities divided their studies into many areas and called each one a college. For example, the University of Texas at Austin has 14 different colleges. It also has the most students of any single university in the country. This year, more than 52,000 men and women are studying there. One way to earn a degree at an American college or university is to stay at home and use a computer. American universities have been offering classes online for a number of years. Students who have taken online classes say they like them. One reason is because they do not have to travel to a building at a set time to listen to a professor. Professors say they have better communication with students through electronic mail, notes than they do in many traditional classes. Some colleges offer academic degrees online. One is Jones International University in Inglewood, Colorado. Its website says it is the first fully online accredited university. It offers both bachelor's degrees and master's degrees. The University of Phoenix in Arizona has been offering degrees online since 1989. University officials say they try to provide students with a social experience as well as an educational one. For example, in some programs, groups of the same six students progress through all their classes together. They communicate by computer. Another online school is Cardian University, near Chicago, Illinois. It began operations 2 years ago. It is offering online classes leading to a Master's of Business Administration degree. Cardian University uses a problem-solving method of teaching. Students attempt to solve real problems in their classes online instead of reading information. Anyone with a computer can find information on the internet about these schools and others. You can use a search engine such as Google or Yahoo. Type online education and choose from a list of schools. Each will provide information about its programs and costs. However, experts say you should not send money to any school that says you can get a college degree without doing any work. These are illegal operations. Experts also say that you should find out if such college degrees are recognized in your country before you decide to get an education online. Well, this is part of a series of talks about how people from foreign countries can attend a college or university in the United States. Next week, we'll continue with the talks.
Now you have 2 minutes to check your notes, and then complete the gap-filling task on Answer Sheet 1 in 10 minutes.